Hello!
Hello!
If you'd like to listen to Running Commentary ad-free and get access to other exciting advantages...
And support us in our dotage.
Yes, subscribe to us on Acast Plus now.
Subscribe to the Plus and get the good stuff from us.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
And off we go.
Morning. Morning.
Morning, everyone. Happy New Year.
For the,
this is actually our third episode of the New Year, but on the other hand, it's the first working day of the New Year, isn't it?
It seems to be, yeah. I mean, sort of school's getting back today, isn't it?
There's it was 12th night on Saturday. Well, 12th night on Friday night. Epiphany on Saturday, to go with the full Christian calendar. And it's the 8th. Well, certainly my wife went back to work this morning.
Yes.
I thought it'd be romantic to cycle with her and then come and meet you here.
Right.
We're out at Leytonstone, dear listener, and we're going to run around Wanstead Flats.
Yeah, nice.
But it was slightly... this whole weekend has been like that. It's like, oh, it's still the holiday. It's still a holiday. It's been landing bumpily back into real life, you know?
Yeah.
And this morning, just when I was about to drop my wife off, I'd made her late. I said, I'll go with you, and I wasn't ready.
Yeah, that's
and we got right
good
near
tactics.
The school, and this guy in a car overtook us and told us off for cycling down the road. You know, which seems reasonable, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And I gave him a mouthful, and it just wasn't romantic in the slightest. Basically saying,
bit of an early morning kickoff.
Have a lovely day, darling. Anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Rachel's been back since last Thursday.
Oh, well, there you go.
But they're without the kids kind of thing, just sort of at school without the kids, doing a bit of prep.
Maybe my wife was supposed to be doing that.
Yeah.
She'll get there today and they say, where have you been?
And did you have a good weekend? You been all right?
Yeah, it's been, well, on Friday, as I said, you know, very much that we were planning to, I don't know, do something nice. Something quite worky but domestic, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, the central heating broke.
Oh,
we had to get
nice.
The engineer out, and it cost hundreds of pounds.
Oh, no.
And
no,
it also involved kind of waiting around, you know, like I couldn't leave the house and
have
the front door slightly open for hours on end. And it was really, I mean, massive first world problem.
Just irritating. It's still a problem.
It was just that feeling of kind of inertia, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, the
can't do anything.
Heating always goes when it's cold, which is...
Yeah.
I suppose it's because it's working, but it wasn't ideal.
And trash. Then
my son's got this cold, I think I mentioned last week, that from, you know, where our friend's son just very much shared his cold with all of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no complaints, though. Hope you're feeling better. So he's coughing his way through that. And my daughter was really stressed because it's A-level mocks today.
So he's still at home, is he, your lad?
Yeah, he's back. But he doesn't go back for another couple of weeks.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But he's working.
Yeah.
So she's been revising hard. And he's been working less hard, but steadily.
Yeah.
Really, it's only me who hasn't done anything till now. Now I'm back recording my podcast, Paul.
We're starting.
So how about you? I mean, when we spoke last, you were ahead of me in terms of training and abstemiousness?
Well, I've been doing... I did gigged at the weekend. I did a gig in Southgate.
Yep.
Which is good fun. Then I drove up to Nottingham to do two gigs at Just a Tonic on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Where's their venue now?
It's at a place called The Metronome.
Okay.
I think it's the same place, but it was... They moved to two gigs.
They just went there and it really clicks.
Yeah, and it was just... It was really good fun. I just really enjoyed it.
The Metronome is a little bit offbeat.
Yeah.
No, I can't think of anything else.
It was a...
Did you do a tempo run while you were there?
It was a really nice couple of gigs.
Nice.
And, yeah, just surprisingly good fun.
Yeah.
And justified the drive and all that palaver.
Yeah, made it worth it. Yeah, good.
Got back at half one. Tried to get my... I'm trying to do a long run on a Sunday, so but I've got to try to fit it in pre-church at 12, so I was up at 8 to do a long run.
Right.
So it's a bit of a sharp turnaround.
And how did it feel, the getting up? Can you get up and out at that time? I know a lot of our very impressed with our correspondents who, and, you know, people like us who are doing regular running and have day jobs.
Yeah, just work around it.
Not just running in the dark, but used to running in the dark, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously at 8 o'clock it's not dark.
No, but it's sort of getting used to that sort of... I like, you know, the MDS. I'm obviously going to be quite tired when I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
So you've just got to get used to it, haven't you?
Yeah, getting used to running
just
anyway.
Just running tired.
That's a huge thing about training, isn't it? Whatever you're training for.
Yeah.
That kind of basic principle of running anyway.
Yeah.
I'm terrible. I can't... Well, I'm very fussy about when I run, really, because I can't run... bad at running early.
Yeah.
And I'm terrible at running later on in the day.
We sort of 10 o'clock is a peak.
Yeah, somewhere in sort of mid-morning, once you're up at the right side of lunch.
Yeah.
But I remember going right back when I was trying to get my miles up and do my training, and the kids are quite small. For my first marathon, I went out one afternoon.
Yeah.
And, you know, it feels like driving with a handbrake on, you know. But I remember thinking even then, well, this is what later on in the marathon is going to feel like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's... so I just ran for... I just did like 2 hours yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Round Highgate Wood, Hampstead, and then back again.
Very good.
It's good fun. Yeah, it was good. I felt nice and relaxed. I mean, as you can see, I fell over.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Still sort of
both quite
carrying
muddy.
That. I mean,
did you hurt yourself?
No, it's fine. It's quite good fun to arrive
at... the mud.
Yeah, it's quite good fun to arrive at a run covered in mud, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know? Because it's inevitably going to happen anyway.
Did you see, I think it was Ray.
Ray Clouton.
Yeah,
yes.
Fell over on that cross country.
Yes.
Best thing about it was the shot of everyone else not covered in mud.
Yeah, him and his fellow competitors completely pristine.
It was like Ghostbusters. Yeah. When one of them's absolutely covered in marshmallow. And
a lot of people sending us the cross-country pics.
Yeah, this is the
and
time.
It's been great. It's been good fun to see.
Cold and muddy.
Yeah.
This weather says jealous. Cross-country.
Yeah. And it was... you'll be looking forward to doing some gigs, will you? I'd imagine.
Yeah, I haven't got many.
Right,
this month at all.
Right.
It wasn't really... It's not
just one of those booking things
by
where
design,
you're booking them. Yeah.
But I haven't. I'm embraced it. I've got stuff I need to be getting on with.
Yeah.
But and I've really sort of been reconciled to it for a couple of weeks. But it is a bit of a shame because, like you said, it just puts fuel in the tank of your ego.
Well,
it's like coming home, getting 20 minutes on stage.
It reminds you of what you can do.
Yeah, and who
you
are.
That's the thing about it, yes.
So,
yeah.
I think I'm missing it a bit.
Yeah.
But I think that's part of what I've got to work with.
It's good to have a bit of a
January.
Break, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to...
And set your plans in motion for the year and all that kind of thing.
I mean, when it comes down to it, the things I want to do this month are onerous. And
right.
That's the point. It's a little bit like... You're getting up and out and running at 8.
Yeah.
I'm planning on taking on 1, 2, 3 things.
Right.
That I basically don't want to do.
Right.
And that's part of my name and my courage for a sticking post for the new year is just not feel the fear and do it anyway, but feel the and do it anyway.
What are you looking at doing?
And one is money.
Right.
Yeah. And the next
Get
one
some.
Is emptying. No, like... Doing all the filing, doing the tax return.
Dealing with it, yeah. Tax has got to be done, yeah.
Mortgage stuff, all this
right.
business.
Right, yeah.
Two is emptying that our self-storage facility.
Right.
Which will be such a pain. And but I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And then the third one is, it's the nicest of the lot, really. But just trying to stop procrastinating about writing.
Right.
If yeah, I can...
What, writing long-form stuff?
Writing anything.
Right.
That's the rule at the moment. Yeah. I mean, yes, really, the true answer is yes.
Right.
I'd like to finish a script or do another book. But really, if I can make space in my day to work on the story I'm telling in a couple of weeks or
yes.
my set for when I've got gigs again,
yeah.
then that would be fine too, as long as I can stop procrastinating on that bad boy.
Right.
But it's literally day one, so
we'll see. So this is day one of the no booze at it.
Yeah, it's actually day three of that. Last drink was on Friday.
Right.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, as I was saying just right at the end last time, just at the end there, I don't know how... It's probably because of those few days in that great hotel in the Lake District.
Yeah.
I'm just feeling...
Is it up here, is it?
Yeah. Like I've clapped on a few pounds. Yeah, yeah. You know, not particularly... unhappy about it, and
right.
it's not particularly, it's not, well, A, obviously it's not a bad thing in life, but
right.
it's not a dramatic change or anything.
Yeah.
But I'm really
Thank you.
Ready to shake that off, you know. It's a carrot, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
And the reason I thought of that just then is, I think that, never mind, what am I trying to say? When we talk about drinking,
yeah,
you have to think about the sort of pleasure-pain principle.
Yeah.
Thinking I need a drink after a tough day, and then reminding yourself that even if that does help in the short term, it'll hinder in the long term.
Yes, yeah,
you
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
all emotional, spiritual stuff. And I tend to think, well, I think I'm doing all right, so I'm not too worried about that. So instead, I think I'm more likely to listen to myself. If I say to myself, if you think keep drinking lager like this, you're going to get fat.
Yeah. So oh, that's a nice sort of basic motivational tool, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm living walking evidence of that.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I mean, I was inspired by Rachel's surge into the new year, her determination not to drink until January, sort of quickly segued into... January the 4th.
Yeah.
To break that. No human being. Here we go. Let's go around there.
We've gone into a mud patch.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Now it's...
Well...
She's morphed into not drinking during the week and all that. It's all, you know...
Yeah. Well, to be fair to Rachel,
you work with what you can do.
One of the things I'm not missing, when you know, that I didn't get to do this weekend with not doing a gig is, every year I do stuff about... Dry January.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it before. It just, count that as a straw poll, which is fair enough. These are random groups of people, roughly of our demographic. And there'll always be like one person. And they've always lasted 2 days.
Yeah.
So that's the norm, really.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's got to be...
You've got to have a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to have a why.
It just goes to show that kind of just resolving to not do something
isn't...
It's not going to play.
Mate, I'm going to have a little visit.
Yeah, have a nice time.
When you said you were going to get some mud shots, I thought you were going to follow me into the woods then. But no.
No.
No. No.
I promise you I will never follow you into the woods.
What a nice morning. I mean, it's sort of... It's wet underfoot, but the frost firms it a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I got yesterday at Hampstead.
It's very flat and grey, isn't it? In a way that I think it's quite nice. It's quite nice being a runner because you just think, oh, optimal. Whereas lots of people will be thinking, ooh.
Yeah, you just...
I was really cold. I was thinking about... I was in a cafe because my wife gets to work a lot earlier, obviously.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in there with several layers on. And then when it was time to go, I got up and took them off.
Yeah.
And put them in this bag. And, classic dressing for the second mile.
Yeah.
I really had to keep saying it to myself.
Yeah.
I was ooh, going to set off. But I feel good now, and like you say, it's pure winter, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, I love getting warm and snuggly when you run and putting on multiple layers and stuff. But
I'd rather you don't get snuggly.
Yeah.
It's just another invitation to the woods.
Get the gloves on. But
and it's funny, because nice. One of the things I took off was my gloves.
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be all right. You know, you're just going to get sweaty, panicky fingers. But and I was right. But when I set off, my thumbs, just for that first... You know, probably just a few hundred yards.
Yeah.
My thumbs are like, wow.
There was rumours of...
Get a picture of these geese. Look at these geese.
There was rumours of snow this morning, wasn't there?
Oh, I think I saw some flakes. I rather felt them.
Yeah.
But I'd say very undramatic. It wasn't like a Christmas card by any means. Here they come. They come see us. I think they think they're going to get fed. It's not going to happen, guys.
Sorry, brothers.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Canada geese.
Feed the ducks.
Boom, boom. Ooh. So... This is nice, being here by the pond on Wanstead Flats, because we're getting used to, particularly as we don't come here that often, you really see the seasons change, don't you?
Yeah.
I remember being here on a really hot day, and the guy here feeding the swans.
Yeah. So in terms of like running and stuff, this is you starting your... Did you have a good running weekend? Sorry, didn't I?
Yeah, well, I feel like the lesson of the weekend, it was really minor, and it's beyond first world problems, like barely a problem at all.
Right.
But with this central heating thing on Friday, then me and Julia set off on Saturday, you know, new Saturday, new beginnings. We went across to the heath.
Yeah.
By the way, if you hear screaming children, they're having a good time.
They haven't just seen me in the woods.
They are in the woods, and it's a different bit of woods.
There's a man!
You weren't here earlier.
He's squatting! He's
just kids having fun.
Good on them.
Good on them.
In their warm coats. Good, good. Yeah. So we went to Hampstead Heath. And this is the model. You know, this is the model.
What, on Saturday?
Yeah, we're going to go.
Yeah, we were there on Sunday. Yeah.
Get there.
Yeah.
On the overground. It means waking up at 7.
Right.
Going out about 8:15.
Right.
It's not too bad, right?
Yeah.
And then we run to... I drop her off at the ladies' swimming pond.
Yeah.
Don't you drop anything off.
No.
And then I run to Hampstead Heath Park and do that.
Nice.
And we got nearly all the way there, and the train said, this train stops here, we're going somewhere else. And, you know, just dumped us off the train. So we got on a rail replacement bus.
Right.
That went to the station.
Okay.
And it led to this. It
became a bit of an odyssey.
It was like the second time ever that I've been right near the park and I missed.
Right.
And I had to say to myself, like, don't worry about it, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter. But it was just odd.
Also, you're meant to do the park run, sorry.
That's right, she swims.
So I thought you were going to do the park run just for you, just by yourself, sorry.
Yeah, no, I was going
to. You're going to, because you need to do
physical.
Virtually everyone this week.
That's
this
right.
Year. Right.
I've got 48 park runs to do, and I've already missed at least two. But that was the thing, and it was like, the only other time I remember, which was really dramatic, was on Crosby Beach.
Yeah.
When I got to the beach and I could see the colourful little phalanx.
Yeah.
Just turning around one of the Gormley statues in the distance.
Yeah.
And thought, oh, well. And
wonderful
less dramatically.
Line of Saturday morning warriors.
Yeah. And I had to keep explaining to myself that I couldn't make it, you know. Because
yeah.
We were at the station at like 8:55.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but the start line's 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
And I could have sprinted up there, run through the start line, got my time. But I was also supposed to be there running with her, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, we did the diagonal across the heath to the swimming ponds. And at one point, as if at a busy junction, we crossed the park and crossed our path.
Oh.
And there everybody went.
I should have been there.
Yeah.
I could have been in this park on Charlie.
Yeah.
Could have been somebody.
Yeah.
Instead of being here.
I had my park.
This is where I am. But that was the thing about it, was that, you know, I'd talking myself out of it, just pure... OCD-ishness, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And then I just had to complete that thought. I was supposed to be there to do it. And a lot like Ben Affleck in The Accountant.
Right. Yeah.
So you go through the fence, but then left, go into the woods. We're going into the woods.
What are you?
Well, I'm way back. Remind me to look back, because I want a photo of that avenue of trees.
That is nice, I had a powerful... I mean, Sunday... Lots of runners out on Sunday.
Yeah.
I think I just had a talk about the epiphany and stuff, but I just had a powerful feeling of
you saw Tiffany
of how Well, I was meant to gig with Tiffany Stevenson on Friday, but she didn't turn up.
That is a whole nother story.
Yeah.
These worms. Didn't mean to open those. So you had an epiphany on Sunday.
Yeah,
and this is when you were running and then going to church.
Just how, well, not just how enjoyable running is. I mean, if you get, I'm not crazily fit at the moment, but I can feel myself getting a bit fitter.
Yeah.
Just lots of slow stuff.
Yeah.
And if you get to that level where...
Hold up, we've gone different ways.
Oh, we've got a different way. Do you want me to cut through?
Come to me. Do you mind? I'll
come through. You get to that level where you can run like 2 hours through the woods and not feel too bad.
Yeah.
It's just very pleasurable, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, just a real... I mean, I can... I'm sure there's loads of people out there fitter than me and some less fit, but I can run an hour through the woods and it's just like going for a walk.
Yeah.
That's really nice,
isn't
it? It's
really something.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like...
No, and that's when I realised...
That sort of meditational thing, you know?
Yeah, and I dropped Julia off and then ran up through the woods, the Kenwood bit, you know?
Yeah.
There's just no one there, slightly uphill, through the trees, listening to music. I was like, what was I complaining about?
Yeah.
What's... Fingers in the air wrong with this picture,
it's so,
you know?
It's so
just great.
Pleasurable to be able to do that, you know?
Well, I'd say...
Which is why getting injured is such a pain, isn't it?
Also, no judgment. I just want to put something out there. Me and Julia were running.
Yeah.
We also ran along... I don't know what day it was. Maybe Thursday. And we ran along. And the key thing is, it would have been, what, like January the 4th?
Right.
Now let's get left.
Yeah.
I've just never seen so many people running really fast.
Right.
Just guys on the towpath.
Yeah.
Just flying past us.
Just leathering.
And suffering. You're not enjoying it. And I just want to say, it's like what we were saying out drinking. If that's you and that's your run, brilliant. But if that's you running on January the 4th and by January the 8th, you don't try again until next year.
Yeah.
Just, you've got to slow down.
Yeah.
Slower running is great.
Yeah.
And this coming from me, it took me years to learn it.
Yeah.
But it's good training. It's good for your meditation.
Yeah.
It's good in every way.
Yeah.
Fast running's good too.
Yeah, I mean, January the 4th, the first Saturday of the year, might be your first bit of tempo.
Yeah.
But you're right, some people have that determined look and it's like...
Yeah.
They just look like really fit footballers who've decided to do a bit of running.
Yeah.
But, you know...
I mean, yeah, and also, I don't know anyone's story.
Yeah,
but I would
course,
say,
yeah.
Guess, you can see someone running. I saw someone running this morning really fast as we cycled the towpath, and I just thought, there's someone really fit.
Yeah.
But I saw this with a couple of people last week, and I thought, if this is you new to running...
They're really straining.
Don't push it. You push it too hard.
Get into the enjoyment.
I think it's really important. I read something online last week, a trainer saying... If you come back from like your first run back or your first run ever saying, oh, it's horrible, I thought I was going to die, go slower.
Yeah, totally.
It's such good advice, and
I don't think
it's a conversation we've necessarily had, and it's kind of stupid that it takes ultra marathon training to get us there because it's so obvious. But also, it's funny that us saying this because if you can, to run at conversational pace is... It's
good
wonderful.
If you're
listening to us, again, if you're listening to us, then of course you can and will run at whatever pace you blooming like. because you don't have to modulate your breath to talk back because we can't hear you.
But
we hope that we are promoting the idea of running in a chat.
But then there's also that that thing of like, you're training, like when you're training for a marathon, there is a sense of... progressive overload, isn't it?
Yeah.
You run your 12, your 14, your 16, your 18, your 20.
Yeah. And you've got to push into that.
And it's in those 2 miles extra every week. That's where the training is, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's like... Yeah, it's sort of...
And I love to mix up my paces.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's just that thing of... It's more if the run's hurting, there's other ways to do it.
Yeah. Basically, a lot of the time, when I see someone... sprinting past me, they tend to be a bit younger.
Yeah.
I'm kind of dealing with youth, just coming up against youth.
Yeah, absolutely. But then they always look, you know, like a sprint, like a gazelle.
Yeah, they
incredibly
bounce.
Light.
Yeah.
Springing feet, one foot to the next. And it's just a calm look on the face. Not so much like they're placid and it's easy, but so much they're not even there.
They're just
somewhere else.
Just ethereal.
Thinking about something else.
Well, on Sundays, I was running at the Parkland. What, my old... Heathside mates on their Sunday run overtook me. and they were going so fast they didn't even notice me.
Yeah.
The 9 a.m. Sunday morning long run.
Yep, yep, yep.
I mean, I hope to jump in on that later in the year, but at the moment I'm miles off. they were just.
What kind of pace do you think they're running at? Miles.
Well, they're probably running about 7:30, 7:45.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But to them, that's just a steady long Sunday run, you know.
That's like
to me, it's race pace.
That's like the guys who won a run with me at the raffle at my daughter's school.
Right.
And I said, yeah, we'll meet you on Saturday at 7 and we'll be running 6:40. It's snowing.
Yeah.
It's snowing, guys.
It started to snow.
That's good.
I think.
But it's very, it's much more kind of Coen Brothers film,
yeah,
revisionist Western snow than Santa's little grotto snow, isn't it?
It's not Charlie Brown snow.
No.
So what were you saying about the pace of these guys who want to run?
They said, we'll meet you at 8 in the morning, we'll be running 6:40 miles.
Okay.
And we haven't done that run yet.
Do you know what? I won't be meeting you then. Yeah. I'll be warming up for 1 mile at that pace.
I was going to say, so the other thing about this thing, getting out in the heath and at this time of year, I was talking the other day about how over Christmas people kind of all appear and disappear.
Yeah.
You know, like on Christmas Day lunchtime. And
yeah.
It was interesting this morning. It just felt like the world was so busy. But then once everyone got to work, particularly now when it's still a bit dark and it's very cold, it's suddenly all quiet again.
Yeah.
After that park run went past, and also I saw loads of people going in to swim in the pond. When I ran through Kenwood on Sunday, no one.
Yeah.
And then you get up to the cafe and it's not open yet. You just realise that people move in waves and they get out in the cold and they
still
take
a bit
it
hibernatory,
on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, really. Although, as my daughter said this morning, they should just have Christmas a bit later in a really rubbish bit of winter.
Yeah.
I didn't get into the whole, I think it's a rubbish bit because it's after Christmas. There we go.
It's
just trying to be nice.
It's a bit sad too. I do find it sad to take down the deck so and get the Christmas tree out and all
and send the DJ.
There's an element of sadness, yeah.
There's a deck DJ. Yeah. I love the idea that there's a DJ in your house for the full fortnight.
So here it is!
Dropping one more tune.
Trying to go to bed now.
January the 5th. This is a classic.
Whamageddon.
Always makes me think of Christmas. Log, log, log. Shouting, mega, mega, white.
It's Christmas time.
Stop singing Christmas songs. Bad luck. The next time we see a magpie, I'm going to have to kill it.
So the snow is gathering. We might get snowed in, Rob.
Just me and you. After a snuggle. He really wants a snuggle.
These gloves feel great, I must say. Enjoy them.
Stay here a second. I want to check something in the woods here.
Okay, cool.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I feel a bit bad.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I found some beautiful fungus. Got a photo. I just thought it was funny, you saying, you know, imagine it's getting pretty cold now. Imagine if we get stuck here enough and we only got each other to look after each other. Yeah. And I went, yep, and ran off into the woods. Supportive.
I had a bit of a experience on Sunday.
Yeah.
At church. For some reason, I've long had this fantasy of sort of protecting the priest.
Right.
Of like something happening, got to protect them. I don't
it's
know.
It's like in the line of fire. I
yeah,
need
sort
priest.
Of. Yeah, it's that kind of thing. Yeah.
Right. And, yeah, we've all had this feeling.
Yeah, yeah. It's very common.
Yeah,
the protecting the priest fantasy.
Yeah.
So we're.
I have that with all the priests
yeah,
I know.
Yeah. yeah. So well, our priest is. I mean, there's a lot of them. The main one's Father George. Is over from India. Just right. a very slight, gentle man, you know.
Yeah.
And we were in there just waiting for 12 o'clock mass. Bearing in mind, I've had 5.5 hours sleep. Two hours running. I haven't eaten yet.
Yeah.
I feel indestructible.
Well, you've got communion coming.
Yeah. I've got a bit of bread coming.
Here's a go.
But can I have some more? Can I have a baguette? The baguette of Christ.
Have you thought next time we're Doritos?
Yeah. And just as we're waiting, I just hear this sort of groaning and shouting from the back of the church.
Right.
Just a kind of... And then... And everyone's sort of ignoring it. And I turn around... There's quite a big, just a big bloke at the back of the church, sort of raising his arms,
yeah.
screaming about God in a way that's unusual.
Indoors.
And just a bit erratic.
Yeah.
He just looked erratic.
Yeah.
So I looked at him, I gave him the beady eyes. Over, from about 80 yards away.
Yeah, let's be honest here, were they supportive or disapproving?
It was more just like, here I am, mate.
Easy, mate.
I'm here. If you want me to enact my fantasy, I'm here.
Sorry, it's snowing more and more.
Yeah, it is.
It's always snowing enough to get a picture of it now.
Yeah. And so I walked to the back of the church.
Yeah.
And I said to Father George, who's just looking at him, I said, do you want me to do anything? Do you want me to chat to him? And he said, yeah, that'll be... He said, that'll be great.
Yeah.
So I went up to chat with him.
Yeah.
Very drunk, big, semi-giant of a man.
Yeah.
He was mumbling about the fact that I was security as I walked over to him, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
And
well, it sounds like he called it. It sounds like that's the situation that's manifesting, right?
Well, someone's got to do something because you don't know where it could end.
Yeah. Plus, you were wearing this little microphone here and some kind of
waistcoat. POTUS is on the move.
His finger in his ear.
Yeah.
Little curly wire.
And I just started chatting to him, and it turned out he was called Chris from the White Rose Order.
Yeah.
Now, I've never heard of the White Rose Order.
Yeah.
It felt like he'd just sort of made it up on the spot. Tracksuit bottoms, tracksuit top.
It sounds like a
big... Scared
the bejiggers out of me.
No, he's absolutely fine. Absolutely fine.
It's yours now.
All right, okay, he's adopted you.
Yeah. Right. Good luck.
White Rose Order.
Yeah, I'd say that sounds like a big round I got once in about 1998. Yeah.
Well, it feels like something he's just made up on the spot.
Yeah.
And still sort of shouting about God and stuff, which is perfectly fine. I told him I was
Paul.
I told him I was Paul. And then he said that he loved me.
What? Did he say, not the Paul?
Yeah. He said, and then he said he loved me.
Yeah.
Gave me a big hug.
Good.
He's a big bloke.
Big guy, yeah.
Big guy. Big hug.
That's why you got snuggles on your mind.
Yeah. and then we disengaged from the hug, at which point I noticed that he'd urinated himself.
Ooh!
So...
I was just going to say it's all a bit Fight Club, and that hasn't really taken that away.
He wasn't really. It was more sort of neutralising, recognising him, neutralising him.
Yeah.
And I
kind of damping him down, if you will.
Yeah, damping him down, damping myself down.
Yeah.
It's more kind of soaking it up, kind of spiritual sponge.
God, it sounds great. Next Sunday, can I come?
Yeah. And Father George, I said, listen, we'll have a chat later. I've got to do this reading. Father George thanked me. And then during the service itself, he took him through, had a cup of coffee, and I kept hearing groans from the back of the church.
Jeez.
It was all quite dramatic, but apparently it passed off fine.
Yeah.
Just one of those... I'm not very good... I'm not at all a violent person. I hate violence.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that I'm quite good at being calm in situations where it might potentially happen.
Well, I think it's...
And recognising the person who feels a bit erratic, potentially violent.
Well, it's violent these days, isn't it? Because there is... It is... There is an element of... correct doublethink here, because in any situation, you know, often the situation that comes up is someone hassling someone else on public transport.
Yes.
Is that it can very much be the right thing to do to intervene.
Yeah.
But you've got to do it in such a way that it doesn't escalate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah,
you're part of the problem.
Well, you've
and
got
that's
to.
That's what you're talking about, isn't it? You're
yeah. Well, interestingly enough, I did that a few months ago. Did I tell you about that? Some guys came on the tube playing loud music on the sound system.
Yeah.
And I was quite enjoying the music. But obviously, some people weren't. And then some young lad said, just screamed, lost it. Turn the back music off, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just got in the middle of it and sort of
started talking about something else kind of thing.
Well, no, it's just recognising both, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah.
Like, listen, I know what you're saying. It is a bit loud.
Yeah.
But you are being a little bit aggressive. You just try to, do you know what I mean? Just placating it.
Yeah.
And he'd urinated himself as well.
Great. So you're like a kind of...
And then I urinated on him. And you're it all started to get going, you know.
Wee-soaked Kofi Annan.
Well, yeah, I'm fairly... I'd hesitate to say I'm good, because obviously if it goes bad, you just get punched in the head.
Well, I think the other thing
I'm willing to put myself in the middle and try and chill it, you know.
Well, I think also that you have to recognise, I think that this is something I've noticed about myself, mainly through stuff with, like the kids at school and that, makes you realise that there's a type of person, I think they're quite often... It's like one of those things, like it's just the type of person who becomes a comedian. You know what I mean? It's a
right.
It's a broad type of person. But there's a type of person who, when there's social trouble,
yeah,
is drawn towards it, for better or worse. You know, and also kind of appalled or amazed that lots of other people are just...
Don't do anything.
Just keeping their head out.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But
yeah,
they're just different types of people. And really, it's what happened next that counts. If you're the kind of person who is drawn towards it, then... You can use it as a power for good. You can stop yourself because it's not going to help.
You can escalate.
You know, it's
yeah.
But it's recognizing that you're that type of person.
Yeah, and,
I always think it's funny you should say this now, because I had this thing this morning where I remonstrated with the driver.
Yeah,
it's very difficult because. You know, it's very difficult not to be misled by thinking that you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is my thing, you know, just because, I don't know. And then I actually had to tell someone to stop messing around in the cinema the other day.
Yeah, that's
but my
always,
goodness, that's a tense moment.
That's always a flashpoint, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it can, and if you get it wrong, it can ruin your film as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you keep thinking it's going to kick off.
Yeah, and you're just sitting there tense all the
time.
Yeah,
yeah. Or you think someone's going to, like when you're a kid, keep thinking someone's going to throw a sweet at your head.
Oh, in your case, you think someone's going to wee on you?
Yeah, someone's going to urinate on me again.
Yeah.
Chris from the White Rose Order.
Yeah. 18 pints of lager.
Yeah.
Seven ciders.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what, it's funny because the White Rose Order back in the day.
Well, they gave Father George gave him a coffee and moved him on, so it worked out in the end.
And you just went home. To catch the DJ's last set. Say goodnight. She's crowd chanted last time.
Yeah, yeah.
2024.
It's going out to Chris. Ooh, thanks for the drink.
This one's for you.
But to give you an impression of Chris's state of mind, after the hug, he did a kind of bodybuilder's pose and pronounced himself heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He was in an interesting spiritual space.
Well, I suppose...
I didn't want to test that notion.
He's made a good decision going to church.
Yeah. I don't think he was a heavyweight champion of the world.
No.
But I didn't want to take him on in a bare knuckle experience at that moment.
Quick game of mercy, Chris.
Yeah. Come on, Chris, let's have some shots.
It's like the White Rose. No, not after the White Rose order. Yeah. We weren't allowed to go into White Rose after that for 3 years.
But this is nice, isn't it? We're very lucky to live... in areas where we can just run through the woods. I mean, we've got this, through the woods, Wanstead, Highgate, Hampstead.
Yeah, yeah.
Clissold.
That's right.
Victoria Park, which I haven't been to for a long time, but we've got spaces, haven't we?
That's right, cycling through
soft spaces.
Hackney Marshes today. I haven't been there for ages. So nice.
Yeah.
I really think that, just getting into natural space, it puts you closer to yourself, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
This, all the rivers are so brown. I know it's... in the news, but also it's...
Is that because they burst a bank sort of thing?
Yeah, what's exactly. Happening? They're just rinsing everything down from upstream that wasn't right. necessarily...
Right.
That they don't normally disturb. But it's very dramatic. I say it looks... It's very revisionist Western, isn't it?
Well, they didn't the banks burst in Hackney Wick on the canal down?
Yeah, that's
the canal
right.
There?
Just at, like the real hipster bit.
Yeah.
Some people had to be saved from a nightclub boat.
Right.
And we saw a couple of sunk boats and also loads of boats. So I think they've moved them all up.
Right.
The ones down there towards all the old Olympic stuff, slightly further up the Lee River.
Right.
Tough times for up boat Lee dwellers. River. There was some serious rain. Tell you what else.
Yeah.
Last night, the foxes, they were crazy.
Were they really?
All night, all evening. Whenever I was awake in the night and this morning. And of course, they make such weird noises.
What sort of fox sort of mating season?
I suppose. I wouldn't have thought sort that of, would be now.
Was it Foxy Valentine's Day?
Some kind of issue.
Night. Yeah.
Foxy full moon.
Yeah.
Just, and sometimes, you know, you hear this kind of in the distance. And then
Yeah, yeah.
All different crazy noises. And then sometimes, just right outside the back door.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
If I didn't know it was a fox, it would really, really freak you out.
Yeah.
Thinking this one is probably standing in our back garden. And it's not a big back garden. And just sitting in the armchair next to the window on the other side of the curtain. And you just say, all right, mate, you stay out there. I'll keep this shut, I reckon. But just last night... Oh,
the intersection of nature and the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They love the city, don't they, the foxes.
Urban.
So much to eat.
Yeah. Christmas refuse.
Yeah. Of course, taking all decorations off the tree.
Yeah.
It's a moment.
Yeah, yeah, putting it back.
They always end up
back in the loft.
Anthropomorphising the tree more and more in the last days. Kind of hugging it and saying thank you and
how
sorry.
How did your tree last? Was it good? Did it
look great?
Week? Yeah, I was
offensive to get
well.
Rid of it.
Yeah.
It was a good one. It was that good. I'm quite worried.
Where'd you go?
There's still a couple of boxes worth of decorations hidden in amongst
in the
branches.
In amongst it, yeah.
Where do we pick it up?
Yeah.
By the bigger of the two churches on Stoke Newington Church.
All right, okay.
They have a tree place. We always go there and carry it home, and it's always just a little bit too far. It's
the
great.
Traditions, the Christmas traditions, yeah.
But the funny thing is, there's always an offer of getting on the list and ordering one.
Right.
You've got to pick the tree.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
You can't. As if you order one and pay the money and you're supporting the local community and then it arrives
it's
and it's
not
rubbish.
The right tree. Yeah, that's
you can't complain.
No.
There's no recourse there.
Well, you know how you're constantly slightly refining your Christmas traditions in that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We sort of found a bit of joy in a slightly smaller tree this year. We normally go like 8 feet. We went 7 feet this year. Just felt a bit better.
Didn't have to make a hole in the ceiling or anything.
No. Just sort of felt a bit more manageable.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just a little... Well, just gone in the notebook for the perfect Christmas.
There's a lot of talk. I think my daughter's boyfriend's family have got a living tree that goes in the garden and comes back in.
Yes.
So it sounds like such a good idea. We used to have one of those, but it died.
Right. Yeah.
Living my ass, I said to it as I realised we'd killed it.
Talking about my ass, did you see the Carolina Hearn documentary over Christmas?
No. I saw that it was on.
Yeah, we saw it the other night. I mean...
Too much.
No, it was great, but obviously it was very sad, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And I gigged with her a fair bit early on in
Manchester. So you knew her?
Manchester. I didn't know her well, but I knew her, you know. And what a sweetheart. What
she
a shame.
Seemed to be a really great person.
She was just unique, just a one-off, you know. Just very good at pretending she was the daftest person in the room whilst being the cleverest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, she was an artist. She was great. Which way?
Left. This one over there, right in the middle. Oh, two of them now.
Yeah.
I think they're great crested grebes. One of them just popped up. They might be cormorants. No, that one went down. See, they're swimming. They've gone. They're fishing.
Fishing.
Julia said the other day she was
fishing
swimming
out
in the
fishing.
Ladies' pond, and there was a cormorant.
Yeah.
Flew past really, like, just over the water.
Oh, nice.
And another one airing its wings. Really fantastic. And then one of them started fishing near her. Oh, this is amazing. Went down under the water.
Yeah.
She's like, well, where?
Came up, got a toe.
Where's that going to come up?
Yeah.
Am I going to end up riding a cormorant? Yeah. Oh, hello. But going right back to what I was saying earlier on about speed and new year and people being younger than us. Of course, one of the things about that is, because we can see now whether they're cormorants or great crested grebes. They're cormorants. There's one.
The other one's swimming
at the moment. But they've got lots of white bits on them, so you can understand my mistake.
Yes, of course.
You'll forgive me.
I can see that confusion. I can see why you get confused.
Yeah, there we go. It's really impressive. This is great. One of the things that, I don't know, I'd say passing this on from something Judy was listening to the other day.
Yeah.
But it's a true fact. It's not a one person's opinion. It's saying that if you want to be fit, just like straightforwardly fit.
Yeah.
When you're really old, then you can't be too wussy about your training now. Look, there's a heron now on your right. Just landed.
Oh, nice.
Look at that bad boy. I just saw it coming in. Did you see it land?
Out and proud.
Beautiful. There must be loads of fish in there because the birds are going fishing crazy. Yeah, it's like those youngsters, you know, the ones who kind of bounce around park run and then go, oh, tell you what, I forgot I was going to do it sub 20, so they fly off and boing. Hey. It's wonderful, but it kind of goes hand in hand with being at that age when you kind of go out and just do solid debauchery for 3 days and then come back and go,
and just do it.
Oh, God, I forgot, it's that marathon tomorrow.
Yeah.
Boing. And then when you're older, it just segues all the way the other way, and we're actually in the cusp of that now, where if we can keep up with this training, then when we're older, you know, when we can't run, we'll be able to walk, kind of thing.
Yes, yeah.
And it's a bit depressing, really. You can't, it's not that much point scratching the surface of exercise in your 50s. Probably the best point of it is for the time in nature and calming and the meditative and everything. But if you want to do it for your bones and muscles, all the science says,
do a lot.
You have to hit it pretty hard.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
I mean, anything is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, I think
particularly for the soul.
Yeah,
the body starts to let you go.
I mean, I'm looking to, you know, run fairly seriously till 60, mid-60s, and then play tennis and then walk. You're just looking at a healthy life for as long as possible, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
And we're very lucky to be. A lot of people can't run at our age.
No.
They just can't do it.
And we've made the start, that's right. And you can't have anything. You've got to work with what you've got.
Yeah.
But
I think strength is one area that I need to look at. I'm just not strong. I did.
Well, I know. Now you've made friends with the world's strongest man.
Yeah.
You should
get Chris on board.
Yeah. Get to the gym and
some kind of white rose.
Do with each other.
Spot each other.
Spot.
Yeah.
Chris can spot you.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah. But I did I tried to do some strength training the other day. I did 3 sets of 10 press-ups, 1 minute plank, 1 minute sort of wall squat, and some leg raises. So I did that 3 times.
Yeah.
And I'm not very strong.
No, right.
The leg squat stuff I'm fairly okay with, but press-ups and stuff I really need to work at, just basic.
Yeah.
Basic strength, you know. Just need to do that a lot more.
I do that all the time. He says, not having done it over Christmas.
Yeah.
But I'm bringing it back. So much of it is
so useful.
Repetition.
Yeah.
And part of it is obviously like intense repetition.
Yeah.
But, you know, as in doing your reps, doing your 10 3 times instead of once. But also, I really think that going right. But do you remember I met a guy on a train and he said, I run twice a week, but I wish I ran 3 times a week because I think that's the bump.
Yeah.
Where it's like running, your body expects to be running.
Yeah.
And he made such a good point. And with my exercises, really good session. I love doing it. Feel like it's within my power. All that jazz. But often when I'm busy and there's a lot going on, it goes down to like twice a week. Not deliberately. I want to do it 3 times and I have to miss one.
So you think 3 times strength a week is...
I want 3 times to be the basic.
Yeah.
And to try, and the way to do that, this is ridiculous, but it's true, is to try and do it 4.
Right.
So I've got one to cut.
Yeah.
It also, in terms of steadiness, I'm always thinking Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Right.
But actually, in terms of the way it fits into my life, I often do it like in the late afternoon.
Right.
When I've done all my work.
Sort of pre-tea. pre-tea kind of thing.
Yeah, before Judy comes home, and then often then segues into yoga, which is absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Basically means I'm doing an hour and a half of lovely exercise, ending with half an hour of really nice yoga, you know.
Right.
But I think it's going to start being, I'll aim for Monday afternoon, Wednesday morning, Thursday afternoon, Saturday morning.
Right.
So then you end the week with park run, and then go home and do the exercises, and then you get the rest of the weekend off.
Yeah.
So, which is great. I mean, this is very me, because I know pretty much everyone else on earth, including you now, goes to a long run on a Sunday.
Well, it's just because I'm trying to get this thing of...
2 days.
Yeah, 2 days back to back, yeah, sort of thing. Just for training for the MDS, but... Yeah, I need to do it more, certainly.
Talking of the MDS, I was talking to... Well, I wasn't actually. I was chipping in and watching a conversation between our Race to the Zones compadres, Helen and Matt.
Yeah.
Helen was...
Talk about Race to the King. Yeah.
Talking about Race to the King, and pointed out, it took me ages to get it. Race to the King, like Race to the Stones, you can do one or other of the 50Ks,
yeah,
or do the 100K. But the
they don't
is,
do the...
No, it's all on one day.
Right.
It's all on the same day. So there's no... You can't come back to the middle camp, stay overnight, and then go out again.
Which is a bit of a shame, isn't it?
Well, it's a bit of a shame in terms of what I want to do with it, because you always want to move these things forward.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't mind. I've got nothing against the 50K Ultra. But if I did one, that would be my shortest ultra.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that bit where I wanted to take a picture. Remember, it doesn't matter.
You what, mate? You missed
it. It really doesn't matter. I was going to take a picture on the way back. I don't think we even went there.
Another sunshine.
Yeah, lovely. Seeing it all out here. Anyway.
So where does it leave you? So.
Well, I was looking at it. I was saying to Julia about it. I said, well, I could run 100K in a day. And she was like, well, you could. It's a big step. You know, she
it
just basically was the voice of sense.
Pointed out the obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She said it in the kindest way, with quite a lot of justification. What do you want to do that for?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's I've changed the way she said it. That's the
you
what
could
it sounded
do it, but
like
it might crock
head.
Yourself. Yeah.
And she's right.
Yeah.
And then I said what I was saying to you about wanting to do something in the Lake District. And I had a look at that. I saw one. It said it's a 55, maybe 57K ultra in the lakes.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's really similar to my Banau Brycheiniog experience.
Yeah.
So I clicked on the link, and similar says, it said, there says the most challenging ridge run, technical every step.
Yeah, yeah,
you will be clinging to cliffs by your fingertips.
Yeah.
If you have ever been scared of heights, even once, you will die.
Yeah.
So that one seems a bit much as well.
Yeah, that feels a bit too intense. So you're looking for something over 50K?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'd love to hear ultra listeners' opinions of different Lake District ultras.
Yeah.
Because I think that was the... I don't think I'm going to be doing many ultras in the next 12 months. And I've talked about doing Race to the King.
Yeah.
And I've talked about doing the Lake District ultra. I think we'll put those two ideas together, you know. On the other hand...
You like a two-stager, don't you?
Well...
Sort of. I mean, what were you
or
after...
Or just not go as far.
In terms of, like... If the Race of the Kings had been 250Ks, how would you have approached that?
Well, then I'd be okay.
Talk about progression.
Because it's like repeating the Race of the Stones.
Yeah.
It also comes in like 2-3 months after a marathon that I'm planning to train for quite hard.
Yes.
So it's a nice training segue.
Right.
Also, feel free to get in touch and persuade me to run the full Race of the King. Or half of it. Well, I don't know. If I do half of it, it means... Just, I was talking earlier on about the accountant, you know. If I do half of it, I've got to go back next year and do the other half.
Yeah.
And I'll just be sitting... I'll be sitting at the base camp drumming my fingers for 12 months.
Yeah.
It's just going to...
It's that thing of wanting to feel progress, isn't it?
But yeah. But equally, it's a long time.
I mean, it's a long way.
I'm much less fit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's what I mean. That's sort of the unsaid second section, wanting to build progress whilst getting older.
Yeah.
Slightly, incrementally, slightly less fit.
Yeah.
Unless you work harder, you know.
Yeah, and within a year, and particularly with that, like you're saying, you're training for the MDS, you know, We've got to have you've got to have times when you're not that fit.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be sad at the end of the year when I did the race as times that I wasn't as fit as I was. But it was just like, of course I'm not.
Yeah.
I've been doing other things.
Yeah.
But
well, you've been at a high level of fitness for a few years now, haven't you, really?
I suppose.
In terms of like just doggedly doing events, doing another event, doing the next event. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just
I've been in the place since lockdown, really. But of course, because I'm not as fast at marathons as I used to be, and because marathons are always hard.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking of the negatives, you know. Let's get to the other side.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. But I don't know. I'd love. Give me some advice, but try and think about what I'm like, because
yeah,
it's a bit different to, you know. I want to simultaneously dabble and become completely obsessed. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, it's. Yeah, you need to find an event post Brighton that's going to excite you, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You
know, something with a bit of distance.
Gives you a slightly different element.
Yeah, a bit
you know?
Of sky. Somewhere June and July.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it'll be a nice sort of training base to approach York from, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And when I. Had that conversation with Judy about running 100k. I started looking at the other events and I saw one that said 87. I thought, well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
The Dales Way, 87.
Right.
87 miles.
Ooh.
That's more than 100k.
Yeah.
That's another marathon on top, Rob.
Yeah.
You do the math. I didn't do the math.
Yeah. That's a lot.
And so, it was really like that as well. I went from feeling quite inspired and looking, and looked at the other one, looked at the other one, and just thought, oh, so, God, forgive me.
Yeah. So.
But I've been feeling a bit like that the last few days, really. Just sometimes all that planning and look at the old year, look at the new year stuff is so inspiring.
And sometimes
you catch you on a different day and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Or not.
He's trying to avoid that more of the same feeling, isn't it?
Yeah,
sort
absolutely.
Of give it a bit of a new tilt, you know?
I mean, literally, me and my wife didn't get new diaries till this week.
Yeah.
And we opened up last year's diaries. And she was really, you know, copying across some really good sort of aims and goals that we completed and didn't complete from last year.
Yeah.
And I just looked at page one of mine from last year and was like, oh, God. It's the same. I don't need to write this down again.
Yeah. That's the thing of, like, with goals and stuff, because I'm always a little bit more sort of process-orientated.
Yeah.
But that can leave you feeling a bit directionless at times as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to have a goal, isn't it? But without like, racing. We've talked about this before. Races give you the scaffolding for everything else, don't they?
Yeah, that's right.
If you fully commit to it, you know.
Yeah, and I got my fingers burned before trying too hard and forgetting the joy of it, you know.
Yeah.
So I like to. That's why I love a training schedule that just adds miles.
Yeah.
Because it means a bit the spiritual side of it looks after itself as well.
It absolutely does. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think when it comes down to it, if I'm honest, I'm having a little bit of trouble at the moment with being 51. And it's...
51 is a...
We've talked about that,
haven't
we?
Yeah. It's a kind of...
And it's physical.
All right, I'm in my 50s now. I don't go back to 47.
My guts are bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like being in... It's only when I laugh, you know, the whole kind of... The most ignominious element of existence... has become, you know, and I don't want to think about it. I don't want to go to the doctor about it. It's just, but I equally just got to recognise it's a bit of a downer.
Yeah.
And then the exercise thing is just, and I think when it comes down to it, I've had some kind of cold.
Yeah.
For
a long time.
For about 5-6 weeks now.
Yeah.
It's just boring.
Yes.
And everyone's got it. You know, it's happening to everyone. It's just the nature of things. It's the nature of winter. It's the nature.
It's still tiring.
It's COVID, but
yeah,
you still got to recognise that it's wearing.
Yeah.
And I think it will pass.
It's trying to get. Design a week that you want to live, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And that brings you a bit of wedge.
A little cough.
That brings you a bit of wedge as well.
Yeah.
Or more wedge, of course.
Absolutely. But it's also been really nice. And this is... this, well, I was going to say it sounded like a plug. It is a plug. But I mean it most sincerely. And it came from what we were talking about. It's been absolutely lovely getting back to my Running Tracks radio.
Yeah.
I mean, that is an inspiration for me. I love making that playlist every week.
Yeah.
Because it's a proper journey. You know, I start from nothing because I've done loads before. So,
yeah.
Morning Magpie, I need to, you know, really make a new one. And then I knock it together. And by the time I go out and listen to it and record it, I think it's the best playlist I've ever made.
Yeah, that's great.
And I'm like, I'm an evangelist for it. I'm like, guys, you have to hear my new playlist because it's superb. And then the whole process goes around again, you know?
Yeah, that's nice. That's really nice.
One, two.
One, two.
Two morning, magpies morning, there, morning. But there's one back there. I'm sorry. Joy or a girl, or Joy and a girl. These magpies here. Have you ever seen that before? Look straight ahead, the Shard. I was just going to say, before I saw the Shard.
Oh, wow, yeah.
This last kind of avenue back onto Wanstead Flats where the parkrun is, with those blocks of Wanstead Flats on the left. It's a lovely way to start and end a run, isn't it? It's a real intro outro. And as I thought it, you see that if you run straight down the middle, the Shard is at the end of it, like blooming Oz.
Nice.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Are you still, as old buddy being back for Christmas, brought up anything about missing him, or are you cool with all that now?
Oh, no, it's...
You're sort of comfy with it?
Yeah, I mean, I've said it to people we've seen over Christmas and stuff, and I stand by it. In touch wood, he's having such a good time, and doing so well at university, to wish that he was not there and was with us.
Yeah, of course.
It's just obtuse.
No, it'd be just a whole back life, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You can't be doing that.
I just can't do it. I have to stop and get a picture of these buildings.
Yeah.
Now we've got Canary Wharf coming into sight on the left. It's a good view. Meanwhile, it's a very East London view.
Meanwhile, George is in South Africa looking after one of the members of Love Island to stop the press getting to them and all that. He's got the 24/7 kind of celeb looking after sort of thing going on.
So you're both slipping into weird elements of security.
Yeah.
And how are you? What's your answer to the question you, my grandpa said to me with regard to the kids being at home, not being at home?
Well, it's still really transitional because Bonnie's back for a month and then she goes travelling. George is away for 2 months now. We got one of George's mates coming in a week or so. He's going to live with us for a couple of months.
Yep.
I like having young energy in the house.
Yeah.
But when there was none, I found it very relaxing to be with just me and Rachel.
Yeah.
I really settled into it. So I'm sort of happy both ways, really. Rudy's going to be there for a while.
That was something I noticed, actually, in my diary from last year. I was just moaning about. Was it a little resolution to not be too obsessed with all the comings and goings?
Right.
To basically, when I'm the last person in the house, to not spend my morning
lamenting,
waiting. Well, not lamenting it, just emotionally involved with it.
Yes.
It's not my problem when people, they're all grown-ups.
Yeah.
You know, it freaks me out sometimes in this modern age that I forget who's in the house and who isn't.
Right.
And it's a big learning for me, but I need to learn that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
control issues.
I need to know there's someone in the house when I get back because I don't have a key.
So you've got more in common with my daughter than me.
Yeah, but only because keys constantly get lost.
Yeah,
good luck with that. My brother's back from Australia. He's got a key. Everyone's got a key.
Yeah,
but there's not enough keys, so I'm hoping someone's back.
See, that would never really be an issue for me. And the one time ever that it happened, how did I not have a key? Really not me to not have a key. But anyway, I did the thing, finished the Comedy Store and got the car back at the end of the weekend.
Yeah.
And I was chatting to Julia on the WhatsApp, like for the first few minutes of the car journey. And then got home, what felt like about 30 seconds after that. And she'd fall into a deep sleep.
Right.
She woke up a couple of hours later. She never would have done so. It's very sweet. She's like, where is he? Came downstairs and found me curled up on the mat.
What, outside?
Yeah, outside.
Oh, wow.
Great times.
Yeah.
So
it's a nice run this morning.
Really good.
We're coming to the end of a nice little loopsy loop.
And the dress of the second mile thing really works.
Yeah.
As soon as we get to Leytonstone High Road, I'll be putting all those layers back on. But right now,
yeah,
feeling good. How far have we gone? Do you know how far that is?
What, about, I'll tell you. About 5.5?
Yeah, you're good at that, aren't you? Well, 5.25.
Right.
5.2.
Yeah.
And, two. And, just a little mention in the PB window for the relentlessly fantastic Straths. And it's not,
yes,
not irrelevant that they're Scotland-based, because, you know, Stuart's been running to work in the dark every day since Boxing Day, I think. And they often do parkrun tourism, but it's all around Scotland in the middle of winter, so the weather is fairly consistent whichever parkrun they're at.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were at Elder Park, I think, on Saturday. Both got PBs.
Nice.
Both of them. Yeah. 13 second PB for Abby.
Wow.
22:55.
Well done.
So she's just gone sub 23. And Stuart, 22:49, 3 second PB.
Wow. That's sharp, isn't it? He went faster. He moved his legs
PB
faster.
Her next PB is going to be faster than his.
He moved, yeah. She,
but then he'll have the same feeling I have about Buddy University. He'll just be proud, right?
Yeah.
Right, Stuart? Just proud, right? Well done, both, and well done, everyone.
Good fun.
And all that, thanks, all that cross-country action, that's incredible.
Yeah, we got a lot of weekend runs this morning, didn't we?
Really good. It's been great. So, well done to everyone. I think there's, obviously, you could cover all of it, but basically, well done to everyone who carried on, and well done to everyone who's coming back.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Because it's difficult. It's difficult to take a break and then start again, but it's also wonderful, so embrace it and take it easy.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to us on Acast Plus now for ad-free listening and more.
Happy running. Love you.
Kiss, kiss.